Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
You're dialed into the sound of your life, and this is the OFM Business Hour with me, Oli Bocheng Mot. The first recorded use of the term Black Friday was applied not to post-Thanksgiving holiday shopping, but to financial crisis, specifically the crash of the U.S. gold market on September 24, 1869. This is according to History.com. Now, two notoriously ruthless Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, hoping to drive the price sky high and sell it for astonishing profits. On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, sending the stock market into free fall and bankrupting everyone from Wall Street barons to farmers. The meaning of the term has evolved and turned positive in the years and decades that have followed, from signaling stores as profits going into the black on the day after Thanksgiving after being in the red for much of the year, to the spectacle that it is today. Tonight, on the eve of the modern-day iteration of Black Friday, I am in conversation with the head of growth at Payflex, Jared Deacon, to learn more. Jared, Black Friday season in South Africa has always been deemed to be less of a spectacle than what is seen in other parts of the world. But in the time that Payflex has been around, does your stats tell you that this is the case, or is it a big deal? Are you seeing a rise in sales?
Definitely. I think internationally there is an even split between in-store and online. In South Africa, we're still in a very small, starting out on online, where 3% of sales are online and 97% are in-store. So from a supply chain perspective, it does become quite challenging to really provide the same value as international markets do. So our stats have said at Payflex that we see a constant growth, and there is still a massive increase in sales during Black Friday.
Let's look at the demographics of people who are shopping during this period, and who are the ones that are specifically making use of online e-tailers or retailers?
Online is traditionally upper-level income earners. But a lot of people want to spend money over the December period. If you're looking for your end-of-year gifts or Christmas gifts, it's a good opportunity to purchase all of your gifts now on Black Friday and get a good deal on them rather than waiting towards Christmas, where the shops are generally manic.
And what do the stats, Jared, reveal about the trends in this sector over the last 3 years? That's how long you guys have been around, is that correct?
Yeah, so we've been around for just over 4 years, and year on year we see growth. Since COVID, a lot of businesses and retailers have moved online out of necessity, and we have seen an increased adoption rate from shoppers. So our stats do tell us that there is an increase in online sales.
And that was part one of my conversation with Jared Deacon from Payflex on Black Friday and their research on it. Part two is up next on The Sound of Your Life, in which he dishes up on some of the advice that consumers need to take when approaching Black Friday.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, The Sound of Your Life.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on The Sound of Your Life on this lovely Thursday. I'm talking all things Black Friday this Black Friday Eve on the OFM Business Hour with Jared Deacon, the head of growth at Payflex. Here's part two of our sit down. Yeah, it's so interesting. We had a conversation with the head of Spot Money, and they were making a case for the difference between the buy now, pay later method and the difference between that and lay buying. Are you seeing a bigger increase or interest in the buy now, pay later method? And are there no concerns that your customers can actually meet those payments ultimately? Or are there ones that default on the payments?
We have a very low default rate, and I'm glad you mentioned Spot Money, one of our partners. We do see that shoppers are engaging a lot more with buy now, pay later. And there is no hesitancy from their perspective because they get the full value without being penalized for any credit or interest. We do have a small number that don't make the second or third payment, but our support system works with them to make sure that we can supply them with alternative options.
How do you think consumers should approach the Black Friday and festive season period with respect to shopping? What are some of the tips that you have that you can give out to individuals? Because we are seeing a spike in cybercrime, and that is quite a big issue in the country at the moment, or internationally, actually.
I'm going to break that question into two parts. The first part, in terms of advice, I would say go load your baskets before Black Friday and keep them on in terms of your essentials and necessities. Once you have those in your baskets, you then can take advantage of the price drops, and only if it matches within your budget. Try not to overextend yourself. Try not to be caught buying the 80-inch TV rather than the 70-inch TV. You do need to be pragmatic in your approach. With regards to the cybercrime, every single one of Payflex merchants have gone through a due diligence process. So we make sure that we have a one-to-one relationship, and every merchant will deliver, because we make sure that we partner with only the best merchants.
Any closing comments?
I just want to say thank you so much, and I hope your listeners really do appreciate this, and we really want to look at partnering with you moving forward. Thank you for your time.
And that was Jared Deacon, the Head of Growth at Payflex. We're going to be hearing again from Jared towards the end of the OFM Business Hour. He has our business lesson for the evening. In the meantime, if you want to re-listen to our conversation on Black Friday, you can head on over to ofm.co.za, click on Read, and then on Business.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.